Okay, Houston 16 here. We're ready to copy the flight plan updates.
Roger 16 at 11 hours in the flight plan.
Stand by. Okay, go ahead.
Roger, at 11 hours, we want to delete waste stowage vent valve close. And at 12:15, we will add waste stowage vent valve closed.
Okay, copy. Add at 12:15, waste stowage vent valve closed.
Roger, and delete it at 11.
Okay, go ahead.
Roger, then we've got a change to the CSM experiments EVA checklist having to do with the ultraviolet filter. UV filter apparently did not meet the specs, and we're going to have to make some changes to the exposures at, on several different pages in the checklist.
Yeah, we'll wait on that. We don't have that checklist out yet, Pete.
Okay, and I've got P-37 block data.
Okay, Pete, go ahead with the P-37 block data.
Okay, liftoff plus 15, it's 01500-54-93, minus 165-04640.
Roger, copy 01500-54-93 minus 165-04640. Over.
Hey, Roger, that's correct, Jerry.
Is that all?
Affirmative, that's all.
Yeah, how's the mid course looking?
Standby one, we're still looking at it. Looks pretty good right now.
This is Apollo Control. We've now completed our shift handover in Mission Control. Flight Director Pete Frank and the Orange Team of Flight Controllers. The CAPCOM on this shift is astronaut Donald Peterson. We have a change of shift press briefing scheduled to begin momentarily in the MSC News Center briefing room. As is our normal practice during change of shift briefings, we will have the air-to-ground line down, and we'll be recording any conversations with the crew for playback following the press conference. the coming 8 hours or so should be a relatively quiet time for the crew. The booster engineer has pretty well taken care of all activities with the Saturn V third stage, the S-4B. That vehicle is now gradually separating from the spacecraft, tumbling slowly. This is to maintain the proper thermal equilibrium and also to kind of neutralize out any changes in velocity added or subtracted by small ventings from any of the tanks, a normal procedure with the S-4B. The crew is scheduled to begin an EAT period, and as we passed up to Charlie Duke, we do not expect to have mid-course correction 1 based on the current tracking data. At 6 hours 19 minutes, Apollo 16 is traveling at a velocity of 11,159 feet per second, now 29,187 nautical miles from Earth. This is Apollo Control, Houston.